Women's March co-chair Tamika Mallory refuses to acknowledge Israel's right to exist. By Joshua Kaplan on January 18, 2019. Tamika Mallory, the co-leader of the far-left Women's March, refused to acknowledge Israel's right to exist in an appearance on PBS's Firing Line airing Friday. Pressed by host Margaret Hoover on whether she believes Israel has the right to exist, Mallory said, "I have said many times that I feel everyone has a right to exist. I feel everyone has a right to exist. I just don't feel that anyone has a right to exist at the disposal of another group," she added. "In your view, does that include Israelis in Israel?" Hoover followed up. "I believe that all people have the right to exist and that Palestinians are also suffering with a great crisis, and that there are other Jewish scholars who will sit here and say the same," an annoyed Mallory replied, before ordering Hoover to move on from her question. Hoover, expressing dissatisfaction with Mallory's dodging of the question, noted that scholarly knowledge isn't required to understand Israel's right to exist. "Again, I believe everyone has the right to exist," the Women's March co-leader shot back. In recent days, Democratic National Committee and several high-profile progressive advocacy groups have pulled their support in response to Mallory's defense of anti-Semite and racist Nation of Islam head Louis Farrakhan in an interview with The View on Monday. "I didn't call him the greatest of all time because of his rhetoric. I called him the greatest of all time because of what he has done in black communities," the embattled organizer replied when asked about her describing Farrakhan as the GOAT, an acronym for the greatest of all time. In a Friday opinion editorial, Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, announced that she can no longer support the Women's March on Washington due to its leadership's refusal to repudiate anti-Semitism and all forms of bigotry. "I am not alone," the Florida Democrat wrote in USA Today of her disassociation from the group. Teresa Shook, who launched the movement with her viral Facebook post, has publicly called for the co-chairs to resign, writing that Bob Bland, Linda Sarsour, Carmen Perez and Tamika Mallory have allowed anti-Semitism, anti-LGBTQ sentiment and hateful, racist rhetoric to become a part of the platform of the march. Despite losing more than half of its nearly 500 sponsors, the Women's March is still scheduled to take place on Saturday on the National Mall in Washington, D.C.